today's scriptures from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 through 8, and it reads, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Many times I failed as your daughter, as a wife, and as a mother. I thank you for your grace and your mercy that surrounds and sustains me and my children, and I surrender all to you. Holy Spirit, I ask for your anointing. I ask that the words I share, not be your words, but your word, not my words, but your words. I pray that your presence will transform the hearts of each person here. I pray your Holy Spirit will fill each person here from young to old. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Do we have a clicker?
Sorry, I had given this to Jonathan this morning. For 24 years, Gary and I have been blessed with the opportunity to nurture, provide, and raise our three children. We have seen them grow and develop from helpless infants, curious toddlers, exuberant children, moody teenagers, to 18, 21, and 24-year-old young adults who are discovering themselves, making their way in this world, and most of all, discovering what God wants them to do with their lives to bring them glory and honor. Last September, we dropped off our last child to her chosen university about 400 miles away. On both the drive up to Davis and drive home, I reflected and asked myself, as her mom, did I teach her the life skills she needed? Is she mature enough to live away from home? And does she know that she is the daughter of a mighty king? Since her kids were little, we stressed the importance of doing well in school. Apparently, I'd stressed it too much. When Kristen was 4 years old, and I'd said something to the effect, "One day when you go to college," and she reminded me, "Mommy, I haven't even gone to kindergarten." So when she was 15 years old and finally had the house and her parents to herself, she told me she wanted to go to school up north and wanted to have the same privileges as her brother and sister and live on campus. So as Gary and I have been adjusting to our emptiness, there's quietness in our home and quietness in our lives. There's no more involvement in serving on the PTA, Girl Scouts, or board of the San Gabriel Educational Foundation, or in Gary's case, the Boosters. We miss cheering for them and their teammates at cross country, track and field, and baseball meets. In Psalm 139, verse 13 and 14, it reads, "For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well." My hope is that my young adult children know deep in their hearts that God put them together and ordained the span of their lives before they were born, and that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. One of the prayers is that they will always look upon God with awe and wonder for creating them uniquely. So here are some stories that display their character. Matthew is fun-loving, playful, curious, and energetic, and a relationship builder. So as a baby and toddler, he was always three steps behind Courtney and Christine in his physical development. Courtney was sitting up like something like 5 months old. Matthew figured it out around 7 months old. Courtney and Christine were crawling around at 8 months old, and Matthew at 11 months old. Courtney and Christine were walking at or before their first birthday. Matthew started walking at 5.5 months. Courtney and Christine were talking, and all Matthew did for his, after he turned 1 year old, is he just grunted. At his second birthday, Matthew amazingly began talking, finally, in sentences. When he was 5 years old, and Alyssa too, I left them by themselves in our family room to clean up the kitchen. For about 15 minutes, I was cleaning away when I realized I had not heard a sound from any of them. So I went to check what they were doing, and somehow he had convinced her to play Indians and had marked up her face with markers. I learned my lesson that day as a young mother that when they're too quiet, you better check what they're up to. So one Saturday, we were getting ready to go someplace, and Matthew was already ready, so he waited outside as I helped his little sister and baby sister get dressed. I later found him on top of my car. He was on the roof. He had climbed up there waiting for us. And he let me know when he was in kindergarten, who knew Jesus and who did not. I had asked him how he knew this. And he told me that he had talked about Jesus on the playground. And I had an inkling then that God was going to call him to serve him. Matthew's an introvert. When he was 10 years old, he bridged over from Cub Scouts to Boy Scouts and was visiting different Boy Scout troops with Gary. He decided to join a troop in Monterey Park that his other elementary friends did not join. They had joined another troop in Temple City. When we asked him about it, he explained he had considered the other troop, but it was not for him because they had frequent overnight campouts practically each weekend, and he wanted to pursue other activities. He wanted to join a troop where he did not know anyone to give him the opportunity to grow and to be out of his comfort zone. We are glad that he had that opportunity to stretch, to go through the Boy Scout ranks, become a senior patrol leader, and earn his Eagle Scout ranking. When he chose his undergrad university, he selected it to grow and to stretch, get out of his comfort zone, play on the baseball team, and he knew in his heart that was where God had intended him to be. Now he continues his studies in Fort Worth, Texas, and he never visited the seminary or had ever been in Texas until we put him on that airplane with three suitcases at the start of school 3 years ago. Working on his master's and serving as a youth pastor and working in the admissions office, we hear how he is working to build relationship with those that he meets. He tries to make time to attend the events of his 30-plus youth members by attending their sporting events and school plays. So with Matthew, I learned of God's provision. I've made many mistakes as a mother, but thank God for him giving me wisdom and discernment. Alyssa is determined, independent, mentally tough, that's what her dad always says, and has a heart for God. She was a fussy baby. She needed to be held a certain way, got upset if anyone tried to touch her. She developed colic, and she screamed her head off every night for about 3 months, from 6 to 10 o'clock at night, each single night. She slept well that each night, as well, since the crying made her very, very tired. I realized later that she was a fussy baby because she wanted things a certain way. When she was 2, I remember driving home from a bridal shower, and she started naming all the letters she was seeing on signs and buildings from her back seat view. Dropping her off at preschool was no problem. She said goodbye, and she never looked back. She has been sizing up people since she was little. She's curious what makes people tick. I remember when she was 4 years old, I had taken a few days off, and after 3 days, I was ready to go back to work. I felt she was playing mind games with me. I wondered how in the world her paternal grandmother could put up with her each day, when I realized she had inherited this from her grandmother. Years later, Matthew had agreed. Yes, Mom, you are right. Alyssa does mentally figure you out, and you need to step up your game to keep up with her. In her second year of college, she and her friends decided to run the Tiffany Half Marathon in San Francisco, and luckily, we were up there in San Francisco that weekend for my cousin's wedding, and we were able to meet her and her friends after they crossed the finish line. They finished the run with no problem. Alyssa and her friends, Jessica and Becca, they used to run together on Saturday mornings, and Becca pushes them to keep on going, and they normally run 12 miles together on a Saturday morning. In February, in February, she and her friends ran the Huntington Beach Marathon in 4 hours. It's nice to be young and 21 years old. This is Alyssa and Becca at the 24-mile mark. I'm not a runner, but I've always admired a runner's determination, stamina, and endurance. Although she's closest to home for her undergrad experience of all of her children, she's the child that I need to track down. I'm the one who calls her to make sure she's doing well. Occasionally she'll text me. I told her that I want to see her at least once a quarter. And I have found that Find My Friends is a wonderful app for moms. For the last 2 years, she served as a small group leader in her college fellowship group, Grace on Campus. She disciples 4 girls and meets with the girls both as a group and individually each week. Spending 2 hours individually with each girl, she knows their challenges and struggles, and she helps them to deepen their relationship with Jesus. It's a blessing to see her faith grow and to nurture others. She had a wonderful experience for short-term mission in Osaka this past summer. And she had it was wonderful to see her pictures to serve the young Japanese children and displaying Jesus' love for them. Alyssa has always wanted to be an elementary school teacher since she was 7. She would play school with her teddy bears, and when her sister was old enough to sit up, she made Kristen attend her school. Next month, we'll celebrate her college graduation at Poly Pavilion, and as she prepares for her move up north to continue her education, Gary and I look forward to seeing what God has in store for her, for her future, and how He will use her to bring Him honor and glory. With Alyssa, I learned stamina, strength, and loving kindness. Kristen is sensitive, caring, a good and loyal friend, diligent, and loves to travel. As a baby, she was fun-loving, and we could take her anywhere. She loved to go places and to see new things. And with her fun-loving nature, we always thought of her as our party baby. This continued, and when she was in the first grade, I remember she was invited to a birthday party every Saturday for about a month. She also loved watching television, and I found out later that she was always late to preschool because she had to finish watching her morning TV show before leaving for preschool, or she would have a meltdown. I have lifted up my children up in prayer each Saturday morning in our Moms in Touch, Moms in Prayer group for the past 18 years. My children know that if they ask for prayer, it's not only their mom that will pray for them, but it's four other moms who are prayer warriors lifting them up to our loving God each Saturday morning. He is ever faithful, has answered my prayers according to his will and perfect timing. For Kristen, I prayed that God would help her in school and bring her good friends. In her younger years, she was challenged in both areas. My mom helped her with homework as she's a retired teacher. We hired a wonderful writing teacher that Matthew and Alyssa had to work with Kristen once a week for all of fifth grade. She took violin lessons for 6 years as a steady show that children who are exposed to music do better in math. She's a good friend, and throughout her young life, she has had her friends confide in her about their problems. I believe she thoughtfully considers her advice to them. And in fifth grade, I found out that she would eat lunch by herself. She found it easier to enjoy your lunch without preteen drama. God answered my prayer, and in middle school, she found a nice group of friends that continues through high school. Kristen loves to travel and to see and experience new cultures. When I was pregnant with Kristen, I was offered the opportunity to attend a training seminar in Switzerland. Unfortunately, I had to decline that opportunity because Kristen would only be 3 months old. She will occasionally bring up the fact that I owe her a trip to Switzerland one day. When she was 9, I had asked our kids where they would like to go on vacation in the summer, as I had been saving up for a nice family vacation. Kristen was the only child who answered me. She wanted to go to Africa to see all the animals. When I told her I didn't have enough for the whole family to go to Africa and that we would all need to get a bunch of shots from the doctor, she changed her mind and she settled for Maui. 2 years ago, we had the opportunity to take the service tour to Costa Rica with our ambassador Girl Scouts and moms. And after planting mangrove seedlings to help with soil erosion for two homes, we had the opportunity to visit a school where we met local children. She, Bailey, and Aaron were able to play with the school kids and interact with the kids in Spanish. After visiting the school, Kristen felt a deep connection to their culture, and it opened her eyes to a new point of view. It gave her the opportunity to bond with other people and become more independent and confident. So God has led Kristen to the field of nutritional science, if you guys don't know that already. When she had worked on her Girl Scout Go to Word project after her freshman year of high school, I saw how God was growing and maturing her. She's normally shy, but she blossomed in her project. She taught 6 healthy eating courses to 14 children at Hillsides in Pasadena. And he gave her the confidence, the courage, the character, discernment, and patience to teach and engage the children there. We're waiting to see what God has in store for Kristen for her future and where he leads her. With Kristen, I experienced and saw God's grace, mercy, and faithfulness. So my advice for the parents with young children in our congregation is simple. 1, pray for them always. Ask God for wisdom, discernment, and lots of patience. 2, help them to discover their gifts and talents. Help them to nurture these gifts and talents. And number three, spend quality time with each child. Depending on the season, I have had to put in some very long hours. When they were young, up until Kristen reached middle school, I would read to them before they went to bed. I would take them individually on a mommy and me date. Matthew and I would go see Harry Potter movies. And he still remembers me screaming with one other boy in the audience when those huge spiders came crawling out. And after that incident, Matthew would warn me ahead of time when a scary part would be coming up. Kristen has fond memories of the time that she and I went hiking in Eaton Canyon, followed by lunch at Sushi Stop in O-Town, Pasadena, when she was 16 years old. And when I would take her to my office, and she would watch TV on the big screen, run photocopies, and look out the window of her skyscraper building. So my hope for my young adult children and all the children, youth, and young adults in our congregation, as it says in Deuteronomy 6:5, that they will love the Lord their God with all their hearts, with all their soul, and with all their strength, that they will know the truth that all things and at all times are under the rule of one divine King, whose ways are righteous and whose purpose is salvation from sin and judgment. Gary and I thank you for being part of our children's lives, for helping to mold and shape them to who they are today. Thank you for praying for them and contributing to their mission projects to Chicago, to Istanbul, to Osaka, and South Africa. Marilyn and Susan, Matthew still remembers you as his loving Sunday school teachers. For the Jin girls, for always playing and taking care of their little cousins. For Vince, for Kimmy, for Angela and Stephanie, for serving at one time or another as their youth group leaders, and for giving them the opportunity to develop their leadership skills and to help them know their loving God. For Vince, taking Alyssa with Ryan down to Mexico for a mission project and taking good care of her. She liked using the power saw, and her eyes were open to the realization that there are many people in this world who call a garbage dump their home. Will you join me in a closing prayer? Lord God, I pray for each child, baby, youth, and young adult, that they will know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, that they will love you, their God, with all their hearts, with all their souls, and with all their strengths. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Thank you, Carrie, for that wonderful reflection of your children, and I'm sure God will bless them always. Now it's time for our offering. So could I have the ushers come forward, please?